Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and it's time for another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. With many of us missing our summer holidays this year, today's show takes a trip to the seaside and 10, yes, 10 tracks of beach and sea. So on with the music and the Miami Beach rumba. Ashley Miller moonlighting as Kenneth Lane with the Miami Beach rumba. He was playing the long-gone Wurlitzer in the massive Metropolitan Theatre, Boston, Massachusetts. You may remember Pat Boone's 1957 recording of Love Letters in the Sand, and 10 years later Vince Hill's single charting in the UK. The song was composed in 1931 by J. Fred Coutts, nope, not a household name, but the writer of several hit songs of the day. Tom Hazleton taped this arrangement in 1966, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Avenue Theatre, San Francisco.
Thank you.
Going back to the end of the 19th century, John Philip Sousa composed a march celebrating the Manhattan Beach Resort in Brooklyn, New York, which hosted bandstand concerts by several notable bands of the day, including Sousa's. Nigel Ogden played this lesser-known march on the Wurlitzer in the Goment Theatre, Manchester, in 1971. To somewhere slightly more exotic. On the Beach at Bali Bali was a novelty composed in 1936, and a year later it was featured in the Marx Brothers film A Day at the Races. Christian Cartwright added some comedy of his own using the tune Bird Whistles in his 2015 concert on the Compton Wurlitzer Hybrid in Pipes in the Peaks in Ashbourne, Derbyshire.
Thank you.
Christian Cartwright, recorded in concert during the 2015 Cinema Organ Society convention. Over the Waves, or originally Sobre las Olas, is a Viennese waltz that is also popular on mechanical fairground organs. It was penned in 1888 by Mexican composer Juventino Pil Rosas, who died from an illness at the age of just 26. This is Kevin Grunnell with his arrangement, recorded in 2001 on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Studios, Manchester.
Thank you.
The Sandpiper Ballet, written by Leroy Anderson in 1954 and played there by Richard Elsasser, who apparently was equally at home on theatre and concert organs. That track dates from an MGM LP release in 1957, organ unknown. The 1936 film Follow the Fleet featured Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in a flimsy but fun plot, and a sparkling musical score by Irving Berlin. Let's face the music and dance. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket, Let Yourself Go, and this, We Saw the Sea, sung by Fred during another amazing dance scene. On Theatre Pipes is often played in a long medley, but John Giacchi recorded this solo arrangement in 2000. John Giacchi and the Wurlitzer in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide, Australia. The Moon River late night radio programme broadcast from 1930 to 1970 on WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it consisted of romantic poetry set to dreamy organ music. Its organist from 1933 to 1944 was Lee Irwin, who recreated the show on an LP release in the 1950s. This melodic Golden Grain of Sand was co-composed by Lee and played on an unusual resonance instrument consisting of Moller, Wurlitzer and US pipe organ, each in a different chamber, controlled by one console.
Thank you.
from Grains of Sand to Waves of the Danube, a song composed in 1880 and later adapted as the anniversary song by Al Jolson and Saul Chaplin. It's usually played as a waltz, but on this track by Ann Leaf, featuring the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio Glendale, it becomes a dramatic tango. George Wright, and By the Beautiful Sea from the Genius of George Wright LP, released by Hi-Fi Records in 1958, evoking all the fun of a trip to the seaside. I have some happy memories of such trips as a child, as well as some of those rained-out times it's best to forget. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, today. I hope that you'll join me next time on Hot Pipes, same time, same station. Bye for now.